the newest fun voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Indonesia's national search and rescue agency for Basarnas has praised its team for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. I am Ahmad Faisal, and this is the news in detail. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Amir Mali has the report.
International observer Tengku Reza Shah recently highlighted the crucial role of the Indonesia Special Forces Command, Kopassus, in supporting Indonesia's international diplomacy. Speaking on the Voice of program aired by NRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that Kopassus under the Indonesian Army has gained recognition from various countries for its contributions.
For example, when it comes to peacekeeping operation in various parts of the world, Kopassus is known to show their integrity and their discipline and their capacity to interact with the locals. And this quality has been recognized because in some countries in South ASEAN, some countries are relying on the Kopassus as their role model. As we see the example for a country like Cambodia, they send their officers to learn advanced management, to learn combat operation from the Kopassus. And that's why Indonesian Kopassus receive high regards and high remarks in countries like Cambodia. And not to mention also in various kinds of military operations under the conduct of peacekeeping operation, the role of Kopassus is there, it's very clear. And oftenly, they receive a recognition not only by the government of the country, but also by the people.
As Kopassus celebrates its 73rd anniversary on April 16th, this year's team is professional, modern, adaptive, and devoted to God Almighty. Tengku Reza Shah explained that the team reflects Kopassus' dedication to professionalism, strong ties to faith, and unwavering commitment to Indonesia's values.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, has praised its team for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. Rama Sipki has the details.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, recently honored the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, or INASAR Team, for their successful earthquake relief mission in Myanmar earlier this month. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 16th, Basarnas Chief Muhammad Shafi'i expressed pride in the team's achievement, noting that INASAR had received international recognition, including from the United Nations International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, INSAR.
We welcome back the INASAR team after the successful search and rescue mission in Myanmar. The team has earned international recognition, not only from ASEAN but also globally from INSAR. This is a significant achievement, and we should all take pride in what INASAR and its support teams have accomplished. According to Basarnas, this mission in Myanmar marked INASAR's second international deployment following the response to the devastating earthquake in Turkey in 2023. The mission was launched after magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck central Myanmar on March 28th. Through the operation, INASAR successfully recovered 5 victims from the rubble in the Tukat Teti ward of Naipi Dao, the capital of Myanmar. Rama Sipki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia. The United Nations Tourism Meeting in Jakarta brings regional experts together to promote sustainable tourism and green investment. Ofar Gina brings the latest.
Indonesia's Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwandana said the 37th United Nations Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific Commission for South Asia Joint Commission meeting in Jakarta is an important forum for global tourism experts. Speaking at a press conference after the opening on Tuesday, the minister said the annual meeting supports collective efforts to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. He hopes the event will help push forward sustainable tourism efforts in the region.
The Ministry of Tourism hopes that this meeting will serve as a platform for countries across the region, the private sector, and international organizations to pursue sustainable tourism development.
Minister Yandy stressed that tourism should boost the economy while protecting each country's natural and cultural heritage. He urged all parties to work together to achieve the meeting's goals and strengthen the tourism sector. The 37th United Nations Tourism Joint Commission meeting runs on 15th and 16th of April. It includes discussions, workshops, and presentations by tourism experts from Asia Pacific and South Asia. The event aims to tackle key tourism challenges, share best practices, and find new ways to promote sustainable tourism while supporting local economies and protecting cultural heritage. Today's agenda includes green investment in tourism and tourism policy in the circular economy.
Indonesia and Russia revive high-level dialogue and explore strategic cooperation. Desi Anugrahov has the details.
The meeting between President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, and First Deputy Prime Minister of the Russian Federation, Denis Manturov, at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday marked a significant step in reviving high-level dialogue between Indonesia and Russia. The dialogue had been put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Accompanying the President, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Herlangga Hartarto, shared that Deputy Prime Minister Manturov extended two formal invitations to President Prabowo to attend Russia's National Parrot and the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. According to Herlangga, the Economic Forum presents a valuable platform to deepen economic ties and formalize several key partnerships.
In the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, it is expected that the President will attend, and there will be several cooperation milestones outlined in memorandums of understanding, including both economic and strategic partnerships.
Herlangga further noted that the two countries discussed the possibility of opening a direct flight route from Moscow to Indonesia amid boosting connectivity and tourism. In addition, the Russia side proposed the development of a dedicated payment system to facilitate transaction for Russian tourists visiting Indonesia, helping to improve ease of travel and enhance bilateral tourism.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs of Indonesia pushes for a minimum age requirement to access social media. More details are provided by Rama Pratama.
Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, has renewed her call for age restrictions on social media access. Speaking during a halal bihalal or age gathering at the RRI headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday, Hafid highlighted the importance of protecting children from the harmful effects of social media. The event was attended by Indonesia's state-affiliated national media, including news agency Antara, public radio RRI, and public television TVRI.
Dalam today,
we access for children until they are at least 16 to 18 years old. Global studies show the widespread arms social media can test to young minds. Without regulation, this could become a serious issue.
Hafid also raised concern about social media competing with traditional media, noting that much of its content is misleading and divisive. She hopes age restrictions will help social media focus on informative, educational, and entertaining content. Since January, the ministry has been exploring a minimum age policy to protect children's mental health, an approach already adopted by several countries, including Australia. From Jakarta, Rama Sipki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Indonesia's Health Ministry urges public to support immunization and share accurate info online. Ofra has the report.
The director of immunization
immunizations at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Prima Yusupian emphasized the vital role of immunizations in preventing vaccine preventable disease series on VPDs, speaking during a talk show titled The Role of Social Media in Spreading Immunizations Information, held Wednesday in Jakarta. Prima called on the public to harness social media as a force for positive change in advancing public health across Indonesia.
Saya juga mengajak, I also invite all of you to work together in using the power of social media to create a healthy generation and build a golden Indonesia that is protected from the dangers of VPDs diseases that can be prevented with immunization. Let's become agents of change and bring a positive impact to public health in Indonesia.
Dr. Prima stressed the importance of fighting misinformation about immunizations and called for a joint effort to share verified facts to build public trust. She highlighted that working with health experts is the key to help the public understand the real benefits of vaccines. She also noted that even one accurate post on social media can help secure the future of Indonesia's next generation.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Enhancing Tourism Cooperation for Sustainable Development with Anna Trijayakasi.
Joint meeting of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia was officially opened by Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 15th. In her remarks, Minister of Tourism Widianti Wardana invited delegates to take advantage of this meeting to contribute more deeply to the future of the tourism sector, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. According to her, this meeting is also an important opportunity for member countries to enhance tourism cooperation and promote sustainable development. In the era of globalization, tourism can be a strategic sector to increase economic growth and promote intercultural understanding. Tourism can increase income, create jobs, and develop infrastructure such as airport development, roads, and accommodation. In addition, tourism also increases cooperation between countries and improves diplomatic relations. However, on the other hand, tourism can also have negative impacts on the environment and local communities if not managed properly. Therefore, it is important for member countries to increase cooperation and share knowledge in managing sustainable tourism. The 37th joint meeting of the UN Tourism Commission held in Jakarta on April 15 and 16 is an important annual regional event for the tourism sector in the East Asia, Pacific, and South Asia region. It is hoped that countries in the region can always work together and improve their respective tourism sectors for sustainable development.
The commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, brings you the latest updates from Indonesia.
Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Sounds, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program for 6 hours ahead. Thank you for your attention, and please stay tuned at www.voanews.id because we are still coming with our songs and even our filler. So please stay tuned and have a nice day, listener. Keep on doing your best and keep on doing your best activities, I mean, and keep on loving Indonesia.
tour to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kadum Bunda village, Dumpur district, around 10 km away from Chittagong city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Palitopping Maestro of Chittagong, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Palitopping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child. Is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to be given by Topping Chittagong, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if I wanted to make this dance in the Drumoland traditional music, we get a party.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Palitopping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated, economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Palitopping in that. She has taught far before Wansai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching while studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clap-on since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Palitopping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Palitopping that was just limited to people in Krapon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Palitopping.
At first I said, come on, let's study. Some parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expenses and accessories.
Nani taught Palitopping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Chittagong City. She kept going despite low payment.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or educational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Kampo to Chittagong. But I kept growing. I survived for Topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Palitopping Chittagong deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment. The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Palitopping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012. Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Palitopping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in the family because of her husband, the daily ranking held, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Yeah,
the woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Palitopping well is one of happiest things for her.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be well welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Palitopping.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Katrabanan without learning formally. Maybe she's so nervous when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Palitopping under growing old expressed her hope. From West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hoped the government paid more attention to Topping art.
When we cannot see the result first, I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally, as low-level government, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Palitopping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Chilbon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, VPOL.
Even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs in full-fledged artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia in the Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Majority Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Kahajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution. Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is very interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first paces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Kesungguhan dirimu.